From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syrian officials say the army found a mass grave on the northeastern edge of Palmyra after it recaptured the ancient city from the Islamic State militants. Authorities say there were at least 40 bodies in the grave, including women and children. Syrian government forces backed by heavy Russian air support drove the militants out of Palmyra late last month. Palmyra is known as the Bride of the Desert because of artifacts and structures dating back thousands of years. Flights are set to resume on a limited basis today at the airport in Brussels, where suicide bombers carried out a deadly attack nearly 2 weeks ago. The blast there and a nearby metro station killed 32 and destroyed the airport's departure area. Arnaud Feist is the chief executive of the airport, speaks now with reporters about the process of reopening those facilities.
A temporary construction is implemented next to the connector on the tarmac. Only passengers coming from the car park will have access to this zone via the bus station. In this construction, first 4 lanes, then 8 lanes are installed with metal detectors and X-ray screening equipment to screen all passengers and their luggage.
Three Brussels Airlines flights are scheduled to depart tonight, airport calling them symbolic flights with more to be added in the coming days. Niger's President Mohamedou Issoufou has been sworn in for another 5-year term after a controversial election boycotted by the opposition. Issoufou promised Niger will remain involved in the fight against the Islamic militants who have spread chaos and murder across much of northern Africa. This is VOA News. Kenya is marking the 1-year anniversary of the brutal Al-Shabaab attack on Nairobi's Garissa University that killed 148, most of them students. Mohamed Yusuf has details.
In central Nairobi, a handful of parents met in a public park to remember the victims of the Garissa University attack. The parents lit candles and one after the other stood to talk about their loss and to give words of encouragement to help others overcome their loss. In April 2015, a group of armed men from the militant group Al-Shabaab stormed the university before sunrise and started killing the students. Al-Shabaab militants said they attacked the campus in retaliation for Kenyan military operations in Somalia. The siege at Garissa went on for at least 12 hours. Kenyan security forces were severely criticized for their slow response. According to local media, it took them at least 7 hours to reach the university. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Turkish Coast Guard intercepted more than 60 migrants and refugees in the Aegean Sea as they tried to reach the Greek island of Lesbos. The group, including Syrians, was transported to a western Turkish town that is in compliance with an EU-Turkey deal that takes effect tomorrow. Meantime, the United Nations reminded Turkey of its obligation toward refugees. UN Refugee Agency spokesperson Melissa Fleming.
Obviously, safeguards need to be put in place before this deal could be implemented in a way that we believe would be legal and safe for people.
In exchange for Turkey accepting Syrian refugees, Turkey would get financial aid, visa-free travel across the EU for Turkish citizens, and an accelerated EU membership process. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has pledged to back ally Azerbaijan to the end in its dispute with Armenia over the separatist region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Erdogan's comments emerged today after 30 soldiers died in heavy fighting between Armenia and Azerbaijan in Nagorno-Karabakh, each side blaming the other for setting off the fighting and violating a 2-decade-old ceasefire. U.S. presidential primaries return on Tuesday after a 10-day break, with Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump and Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton both facing the possibility of losing in the state of Wisconsin. The polls are indicating that Republican Ted Cruz is in the lead, followed by Trump and John Kasich in third. Democrat Bernie Sanders is out in front of Clinton going into the Wisconsin primary. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.